Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
This is your Wright Sports Report presented by Shell Food Mart. The regular season for Wright basketball came to an end over the weekend as the Panther girls and boys had one conference game and one non-conference game to finish out the 2022-23 regular season. Starting with the girls, their conference game was against Bighorn on the road as they won 61-51 Friday night. However, they lost in their final game of the regular season at home on Saturday, 63-29 against Upton, who is one of the top schools in 1A this year. The Lady Panthers end the regular season in third in the 2A Northeast Quad with a 9-14 overall record and 2-4 in quadrant play. The Lady Panthers' first game of 2A East Regionals will be against Pine Bluffs tomorrow at 4 o'clock from Moorcroft High School. Pine Bluffs is going into Regionals as the number 2 seed from the Southeast Quad. Moving over to the Wright boys, they fell to quadrant opponent Bighorn on the road Friday night, 61-54. Bighorn was coming into the game as the number 1 seed in the Wild Preps coaches and media 2-way poll. However, the boys rebounded in a big way at home Saturday, defeating 1A school Upton 79-77 in overtime. The boys finished the regular season in third in the 2A Northeast Quad with a 16-7 overall record and 3-3 in quadrant play. That was also good enough for the Wright boys to finish in fourth in the final Wild Preps coaches and media 2A boys basketball pool. The boys' first game of 2A East Regionals will be against Lingle Fort Laramie tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Moorcroft High School. Lingle Fort Laramie is coming into Regionals as the number 2 seed from the Southeast Quad. Moving over to wrestling, the 2022-23 regular season is winding down as the Wright boys traveled to Southeast High School to participate in 2A East Regionals. Individually for the Panthers, Wyatt Knight placed second in the 120 weight class. Pace Garrett had a second place finish as well in the 132 class. Tucker Edwards came in third in the 145 weight class. Nico Heimdall finished in second in the 152 class. Trice Eisenberger finished in sixth in the 160 weight class, and Owen Thompson came in third. Paxton Jenks finished in sixth in the 170 weight class, and Tadley Eisenberger finished in fourth in the 182 class. Here is a list for all the boys from Wright that will be participating in the state championships in Casper this weekend. Tucker Edwards, Pace Garrett, Nico Heimdall, Trice Eisenberger, Tadley Eisenberger, Paxton Jinks, Wyatt Knight, and Owen Thompson. And here's all the girls that will be participating in the state championship as well. Kylie Benham, Regan Coley, Elena Gallatin, Emma Hedman, Susan Hedman, Chloe King, Riley Knight, Tamara Knight, and Shelby Smith. The state championships will begin tomorrow from Casper and they will run through Saturday. That's it for your Wright Sports Report. I'm Colton DeBias.